Ben, I'm Andy, and we will be doing AutoThink today. So if you're with me on Friday, we did Do Nothing, and we have a substantial amount more for me to talk about before we begin for AutoThink. So we can frame AutoThink as thoughts without a thinker, without thinking, or spontaneous thought. That makes sense because this is, again, an auto technique. It's in the express quadrant and really about spontaneity. So what we're going to look at today with AutoThink is this is an algorithm and it loops and it branches. So meaning that we're going to have a step where we're going to note mind states. In this situation, we would say we have mind states. We have four possible mind states. We have visual, so see out, see in, depending on if you have your eyes open. We have hear, and then we have see here, and then we have rest. That's our four states. So we'll begin with noting mind states, and this will be very familiar to everyone having been through see, hear, feel, and other techniques. And then as we get some momentum, where on Friday we were letting go of that momentum, that efforting, as we get some momentum, then we can optionally move and go from that noting mind states to dropping labels and covering mind space. Mind space is talk space plus hear space, or we may call that in some cases mental image. And mental talk, those together equal mind space. So we want to drop our labels, but we're still noting, and we're evenly covering mind space, which is likely, you know, somewhere in this range for mental image. Talk space is probably between the ears, toward the back. So we're coding that space, and in essence, hanging out in that. And then we're looking for the opportunity, for a window of opportunity, for the arising of what you'll hear people call a GUS, a globally unfixated state. And if that window of opportunity presents itself, then we want to hang out there if possible. And that's the GUS is characterized by an all rest sort of situation, a very almost non-stick thought occurrence where we have some subtle thoughts. There's a bit of a buzz, but we're not pulled or swept away by those thoughts. And we're able to hang out in that spot, in that state, the GUS. And that's when we start to be able to think of thoughts without a thinker, creative, insightful thoughts. So again, that's a window of opportunity. So I want to focus on that first, noting mind states. Optionally, when we get into a good spot, dropping labels so again, just make sure I've said this right. We're noting mind states, we're dropping labels, and then we're evenly covering our mind space. And then optionally with a window of opportunity moving into that. So that's the loops and branches. So, and then just in things to watch out for. So if you are doing well in noting mind states and then you try to do that evenly cover of mind space, it's not working out for you, you can always come back to noting mind states and toggle back. That's the skills practice here. And that's a big part of what we want to look at for our daily 10 in this technique. So again, take comfortable meditative posture, align spine, shoulders over your hips. Optionally, eyes closed or open. If open, you may want to drop your gaze. And then again, we're going to begin with those four possibilities of noting mind states. So let's see here. See here, or rest. just like you're used to with the regular regular noting, optional labeling. We've just narrowed our focus range in this technique to noting mind states. If you're feeling dull in the morning and your situation permits, feel free to use spoken labels. See if we can lose that dull feeling here. Here. See. So this is our first opportunity to branch. We'll let you make a decision, user's choice. You can stay noting mind states if you haven't developed enough momentum. Or you can shift, drop labels, and evenly coat mind space. Again, that's talk space. An image space, together our mind space. Think of this as a wide angle lens. It's that even coating. All the way around mind space. Remember, you can always go back to noting mind states. This is part of the practice. Good. So as I noted, this is there's a longer description of the technique on Shinzen's blog. I'll include that as a comment. But the noting mind states part is definitely something that as you've started out in UM, I think that's a great place to be. And if auto think for you is just noting mind states, covering mind space for a while, it's totally fine. Again, unified mindfulness is a skills-based framing of mindfulness. And these two, just practicing these two bits are a great way for you to begin to develop your concentration, clarity, and equanimity. Thanks for practicing with me today. And I will see you again soon.